From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has concluded a series of meetings with Middle East officials on the spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. Kerry said that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce the violence. They include video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount, and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah, to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke late Saturday, saying his country will work to maintain the status quo.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security.
In the past 5 weeks, 10 Israelis and nearly 50 Palestinians have been killed in clashes in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Russia has expressed its support for elections in Syria and says it is ready to help Western-backed Free Syrian Army rebels. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections. Speaking to Russian state television, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. The foreign minister criticized U.S. policy on Syria. This is VOA News.